Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. Can you tell everybody
hello,
you're well,
John.
Healthy, good? Because, you know, we get those frantic emails when you're not on the,
I'm alive.
And of course, she did what we all do. We think we've done something and then we don't do it. You know, how many times do you think, you know, you meant to put something in the car that you need and you think about it and then you drive away and you're 2 hours away and you realize you forgot it because you thought about putting it in the car, but you didn't actually do it when you thought about it.
Yep. Well, how about this, too? Like, amidst all the craziness from last week, you know, it's still not worn off, I don't think, because, like, yesterday I was doing laundry, and I put my laundry in, and laundry takes 35 minutes to complete, and I put my laundry in, and I went upstairs, and 35 minutes later, I came downstairs to realize that I never pressed start on the washer.
Yeah, well, that happens. It happens with my dishwasher, because we have a new dishwasher, and you have to press it twice.
Terrible.
You have to press it twice.
Yeah, no.
You know, you press it once, it doesn't do anything. You have to press it twice. So many times I do, like, with my old dishwasher, I press it once, and then I come back, like, 5 hours later, and all the dishes are dirty, you know? So it's just – well, it shows working women, sometimes we're just really busy, and, you know, that's just the way it is. And, you know, but everyone was just saying – I got a few emails. Is Nicole okay? And
Nicole had a rough week. That's all it was.
Well, we're glad you were able to take time out from your rough week and be here with us.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know, that's just the way it is. Now, I'm choking a bit here.
Don't choke.
No.
Please don't.
I will try not to. But everyone's asking how your marriage is, by the way. How's everything with marriage?
You're still choking over there. Everything with marriage is great. We are getting ready to make our big move. That's going to happen next Tuesday, actually. So we've got a lot of stuff to do. Not this coming up Tuesday, the following Tuesday, on the 1st. So we're preparing for that. And, you know, we're just, again, you know, it's just been, this month has been a little bit rocky just because we've had a lot happening. But otherwise, you know, she and I are going very, very strong. And, you know, we've never been closer. So that's good.
Oh, good. And tell Lisa that we're sorry about her grandfather. And he seemed to have hung in there a long time for all of you. And
oh, my God. Yeah. Well, if you recall, he was very, very ill when we got married. He was the motivation and he was the reason why we got married so quickly. You know, we got engaged in February of 15 and we were supposed to be married in October of 16. And instead, we got married in October of 15 because come August, you know, he was really not doing that hot. And we were like, listen, do you want to bump up this wedding so that at least, you know, he can be here for it? And, you know, and we did. And luckily, you know, he made a good turn. And he, you know, he was actually able to walk her partially down the aisle and he was able to dance with her. And, you know, that was great. But his health has really, really been kind of questionable since then. He's been in and out of hospitals. And finally, in the beginning of this month, or rather at the end of June, right after his 97th birthday, he just really, really took a bad turn. And, you know, he was having less and less moments of lucidity. And, you know, it really was, he was starting to suffer. We did find out very, very late in the game that the poor thing had cancer in his liver, in his kidneys, and it wound up spreading to his lungs. So towards the end there, he was going into CHF, he was going into congestive heart failure. So even just breathing was a problem for him. So, it was his time to go. And he was actually happy to go too. He was begging for it. You know, he was like, I think God forgot about me. And at one point we were all taking in towards the end of June there, we were all taking turns sleeping over the grandparents' house because her 90-year-old grandmother was the sole caretaker of this man with no help. So we were all taking turns over there. And at one point in the middle of the night, after we had a priest come and talk to him to give him his last rites, he's like, you got to call Father Christopher. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. And we're like, no, Poppy, you're okay. You're okay. He's like, no, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And we're like, no, Poppy, you're okay. He goes, something is very wrong. I'm still here. And like, that's what he was yelling about, you know? So, yeah. So he really, really wanted to go. It's harder for us, I think, emotionally, but, you know, mentally, we all know that this was really for the best. So,
glad you let everyone know.
And then amidst all that craziness, of course, 2 days later, it's her sister's wedding. So unfortunately, that poor kid had to lose her grandfather on Tuesday and then had to have what should have been one of the greatest days of her life on Thursday. So, you know, we were all just kind of immersed in trying to make her day as special as possible in light of the bad news.
Oh, well, we wish the happy couple good fortune. And, you know, we're always glad to hear a little bit about your life. Now, I could see that TJ has something to say. He doesn't usually stay on long. So what we'll do is I'll pick him up and maybe you can screen the first person. And
I'll
if you do want to talk to
caller.
Us, you have to press one.
Please
we have a lot of
one
to press, but. Okay, and I'm going to pick up Mr. Clemente. Hi, TJ. How are you? And what's happening?
Everything's wonderful. I'm sailing in. I just wanted to wish you a good show. And I'm sorry about Lisa's grandfather. We were at that wedding, and we saw him, how proud he was of his granddaughter that day and how happy he was and how he was glowing. So have a great show. I'll see you later this evening. You probably give me a hint about what time to mosey on through, but you can text me that later.
Okay, well, I won't. I have a phone reading till about 11:30 or so with, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And, well, that was TJ just calling in to say hello, and I know that Nicole is doing the screening, which she always does. And we have a lot of callers from all around the country today. I could say I don't recognize a lot of the numbers tonight. Some of them I do. Okay, so we have Camille. Now, she's been a long-term caller in her, so I think
yes,
that's right. I remember her. And
yes, Camille has been calling in, for a very long time. And, as you know, she was, coming to a head with her housing situation. And unfortunately, recently, her home was foreclosed on, and she had been evicted, and now she's staying with friends, but she's contemplating a move, Cindy, and she wants to know what really is the energy, because right now the destination she has in mind is Hawaii. So hopefully you'll be able to tell something good to Cindy. I'm sorry, Cindy, to Camille.
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
hi.
Camille, you're on the
hi
air.
There. Thank you.
Hi, Camille. So you decided you're going to Hawaii. Is that your plan?
That's one option.
Okay, and do you have work there or things that will, people there, somebody that could help you when you go to Hawaii? Because it's not cheaper in Hawaii than California, that's for sure.
No, but I have a plan.
Okay, good. And, you just looks like you, well, you, I got the courage card. You just need a little bit of courage. That's what you need to make this move forward, because I think it's been a long time coming, and you really probably wouldn't have had the courage to make this move until you're almost forced to do it. But ultimately, you know what I'm saying? Like older souls, we don't like to make change, okay? When it's forced upon us, we do it. But to get our own ass moving in the direction that we probably should go, we sometimes drag our feet too long. So what I'm seeing is the move to Hawaii looks really, really good for you here, by the way. Very promising.
Okay.
And, you know, you have a father figure that just stepped in the room, by the way. Do you know who that is to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And according to this man, you had a lot of courage when you were little. So, you know, just call for a little, okay, just a little courage here. And it's a very unusual alignment of cards that I have, because when I do phone readings or something like this, I have doubles of certain cards because you're not pulling the cards. If you were here, you'd be pulling them. So
right.
I got this father figure across from the courage card, which would tell me, well, this man is telling you had courage when you were little. Then I got the father figure again with the courage card in the other direction, which would tell you, you need courage now. So it looks like you would make good money there, by the way. I know you've been trying to build a business a little bit and perfect your skills. So that looks like it will do very well there. You have probably less than a month or so to get moving. How long did they tell you before they actually come and get you out of the house? Did they give you a time yet?
We're already out of the house and completely into storage. So my daughter and I are living with friends elsewhere. And until I get my settlement, I have like, after I send in the paperwork, 30 to 45 days until I get the money.
Okay, so, and then you're just going to be kind of living with friends until then?
Oh, yeah.
Good, because, you know, the move looks like it will come through. You're getting a lot of guidance from the other side. Are you feeling that you're being guided at this point? I know foreclosure doesn't feel like great guidance, but sometimes it's just when God needs us to go where we got to go, he'll push us forward. And, you know, your daughter is how old now?
5 and a half.
I can't believe it, because we remember when you were pregnant with her, practically. So, my goodness, that 5.5 years went fast. And now she'll be in school and everything full time too, so it'll be easier for you probably to work more in everything in general.
Yeah.
So it looks good. Is she upset about the move?
You know what? I tell you, we came home from a good park trip. We came home and the locks were changed on our house. And her first instinct is our house is broken. So she doesn't know what to think about what has happened. And she doesn't know what to think.
But you must have suspected this was coming.
Well, yeah, I was fighting it and fighting it and fighting it and doing the best I could to fight it. And then at the end, there was really nothing I could do.
Right, and sometimes it is what it is.
That's
so,
right.
But what's happening here is you don't have any bad cards now. You just have a little bit of fear here because it is a big change. It is a big move. Did you pick Hawaii for a specific reason? Have you been there?
Of course I have been there, but it was one of those things, a chance meeting with a friend reminded me, hey, what about Hawaii? Then I said, oh, I don't know. And I know I've been there before, and I started checking around on the real estate online, and I did find some home prices that I'm very comfortable with. So
good.
Yeah.
Good. And I know I do have a brother who went to Hawaii probably 42 years ago for a visit, and he has never returned.
Never left. That's right.
Never returned to the mainland again. So,
wow. You
know, so obviously it's a place people fall in love with. It's a good place for your daughter. And it looks like you're going to love it. I'm not seeing anything bad other than it's a little bit of a change. I'm glad everything's in storage. And But are you going to probably not take most of that, right?
I'm taking all of our things, no furniture. I got rid of that. So I'll take everything that's in storage, get our cat from our friend's house, and then get new furniture and new dishes.
Right, which would make, because it's just so much to, it costs so much money to ship this stuff. It's ridiculous. So, unless you have like Louis XIV furniture, I don't think it'd be worth it to move.
No. Yeah, but it's not worth it.
But I got the Ace of Pentacles card, which is a really good card because that means that's a new source of income for you.
Oh, good.
So that's the very, very, very good news. And you've been looking for love, too, and it looks like the move would be good for that, too. So remember, you know, you've been thinking about a soulmate and all of that over these years, too. So sometimes God shakes us up to move us where our soulmate is. So
that makes sense.
And for your daughter, you know, she looks very resilient here, and she's very, very bright. You know that she's a smart girl.
Yeah.
Good. So, you know, she's lucky to have you as a mom, and, you know, trying to stay home and raise her and everything like that has been, like, financially very difficult for you because you're a single mom. And
I'm done.
Okay, but, you know, you needed, you know, you can't get those 5 years back, okay? So you've given her a good foundation. And, you know, now I see the money coming your way. So I'm glad you called in and let us know what's happening.
Good.
But you still always maintain that positiveness and that, you know, one door closes, another one opens.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, they know you were away. How did they do with those sneaky son of a bitch?
You know, the sheriff, like, we weren't home, so the sheriff just came and changed the lock. Said none of my neighbors were home, or if they were, they didn't hear anything. So that night, we had nothing but the clothes on our backs. The good thing is our cat was out already, so we had to sleep at my boyfriend's house that night. And then the next day, we were allowed in, supervised, to get a couple things. And then the LLC that bought the house, they knew I didn't have resources to pack up and move. So they gave me the 15 days to get packed up, and they gave me 2 months of public storage. So,
okay, so
and then
this boyfriend that
it.
You have, is he a soulmate?
Yeah.
Do you feel a soulmate connection with him?
I feel something. It's been a year.
Okay, because I remember. And so how is he going to feel about you moving?
You know, he's afraid because I don't know if I can just pick up and move. I've been at my job with the county for 17 years. My benefits, oh my God. So he's panicking, but then he's kind of like, well, there are other places within California that are affordable too. And with my job, I can drive easily to these places. How about look at these places first?
And
so I'm looking at those places, but if I'm done with California, I'm okay to be done. But he's thinking about his eye toward retirement and, you know, so we're talking about it. We're talking
about
it. Okay,
because what I'm seeing, you go to Hawaii, there is a soulmate there, you know, something too.
I believe it.
So, I mean, sometimes it's like this may have served its purpose for you. And it doesn't mean it's over. Maybe, you know, it is meant to be in a few years he can come to Hawaii, but I don't see him having the courage to really pick up and leave.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He's scared.
He's not going to do it. Okay.
I'm not forcing him. Oh, no.
No, because that's why, you know, don't hold back because of this, you know, relationship necessarily because, you know, just you have to move forward because, you know, I remember you had this man, but it looks like at this point it's almost like your whole life is supposed to change. So don't hold that back now. You know,
that's right.
So keep us posted, and you know, good luck to you, and thanks for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You know, we love you.
I love you. Okay.
Good luck to you. Bye.
Bye.
Now, isn't it funny? People with economics forces us to move, and everything has to change, and yeah, so much change all the time in people's lives.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Yes.
And she actually had very good cards, so it's almost like, never did I see cards so much on a move that should be, you know, a positive move and moving forward. Because usually it's like six of one, a half a dozen another in the moves. But this one was like, no, Hawaii looks really good. Get that move going.
Why wouldn't Hawaii look good? Like not for anything, even if you're homeless, Hawaii is the place you want to be.
Yeah, no kidding.
you know?
No kidding. At least the weather's warm. You don't want to be homeless in New York.
You get a little bit of a mist, you know, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon every day, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, listen, if you're gonna, like I said, if somebody's not gonna have some place to go, Hawaii is the place that you want to be. But I kind of have a feeling that that Camille will be able to get herself anywhere and make something happen. You know, she's a tough cookie that way.
Well, she is for sure. I remember even when she was pregnant with her baby, it was all scary and all like what, you know, and she didn't expect it. And here comes, you know, and she's just rolled with those punches. Just, you know,
she's
so,
a tough cookie.
So
she's
going to
be fine no matter. She's like a cat. She lands on her feet always.
For sure. Now, we do have Kathy in Georgia. I think we spoke to her not too long ago.
Yes, we do. You know what? I'm not 100% this is the same, Kathy, but you know what? It could be. Because
I think it was Georgia.
Kathy? Yeah, I believe it. I think it could be, but I didn't ask for that. Well, basically, in a nutshell, Kathy has been, you know, kind of like looking for jobs and interviewing Cindy. And she knows that her resume is circulating and she knows that HR has it. But she's yet to get that in-person interview. So she
I think this is her good job.
Yep, something like that. Exactly. So basically, Kathy just wants to know, hey, listen, is she going to get this interview? Is she going to get her actual foot through the door? Or is this resume just going to stay out there forever? Hello, Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Kathy, was this like the dream job or something near you? Is that the...
It's a good job for growth.
It's a good job. And, well, you know, it's funny because, you know, it looks like, you know, you're definitely qualified for this job. And if you could get your foot in the door, you do very well. But it seems like they have, like, a list of people they're interviewing right now or seeing now that probably know someone, you know, and, you know, I'm not thinking that you won't get an interview, but they look like they're really not an easy place to get a job with. And they don't just give one interview this place. They seem to give a number of them. But I did get the justice card on this, so you probably should get an interview. How long ago did you put this? About 2 weeks ago, you said?
No, it's been probably about 3 weeks.
Okay.
About 3 weeks or so. The position just when they advertise a position, it has to stay on the job board for a while. So per the recruiter, it just closed Monday. So they can't do anything until once the position closed to see who they'll select or who they'll interview.
Right. So it looks like you'll get it. They're a little bit. What I'm seeing here is just a little slow. This place in general and moving forward. But I can see that they do have some people that they have in mind already. So let's just hope they don't turn out to be qualified enough. But it looks like you will get an interview. Also, you're definitely getting a new job, by the way, a better job, you know, more money. And that, you know, it gets a little discouraging putting your resumes out. Are you putting them still out everywhere else, too, at this point?
Yes.
Good, because, you know, with this place, when you get the interview, you'll make a good impression in it. There's just something here blocking it a bit, and I'm not sure if they do have somebody in mind already. So is this the kind of job that, you know, everybody wants?
Not really, because where they're located – now they're moving the beginning of the year to a location nobody wants to go to, basically. So it's like people are already starting to jump ship. And
okay, good. Because
people are reluctant because it's going downtown, and a lot of people where I live don't want to work downtown.
Okay, and is it just one opening?
That I've applied for, yes. But.
Yeah, because I just still see this. They have somebody in mind here for this. So if that person decides they don't want to go or something like that, you know, it looks like you have a really good shot at it, but there is just this one person that, you know, could possibly take this job. Again, I don't think the person really wants to do, like you're saying, go downtown. So they may offer it to this person, and that person may decide they don't want that. but that has to play out first a little bit. But you know, don't give up hope on this because it looks really pretty good. And
is that an internal or someone from the outside? Because everyone, I mean, it's well-known knowledge that they're moving downtown. It's no secret.
Right, no. And this person that they had in mind probably was acting more like, oh, you know, I'll go. But it looks like a lot of second-guessing now, like thinking that I don't really want to do that. So I don't think this person is also letting them know yet. So it's a little bit of a game of cat and mouse here. So when push comes to shove, I don't think the person's going to actually want the job. You know, it's funny how people just do things like this. They don't, you know, make up your mind. You want it, you don't want it. But, you know, just keep, you know, keep your fingers crossed on it. But you're definitely going to get a job that's more money than you've been used to making. So is this job more money than you're used to making?
No, it's about the same.
Okay, because, you know, there still might be something better than that one for you out there. So don't...
When it'll come about or any timing?
You should have start in, within like 2 months be actually working, you know, not just, you know, through the interviews, hired and working. So, you know, this is a little bit of a tricky time to job hunt right now, you know, it's with the summer and everything like that. But it looks like you'll get it within about a month to 2 months. So hang in there. The worst thing is job hunting, don't you? Doesn't everybody agree listening, including you? You know, it's not fun.
Well, yeah. So, okay. Well, I just need.
Well, just pray that that other person decides they don't want to take this, because they really don't. And we'll be sad if the person just says I'm going to take it, and then after a month they don't want to be there anymore. You know what I mean? Just, you know, people should know if they don't want to commute. You know, sometimes people just say, let me give it a chance and see how I like it, but. The person's really good, who they had in mind really has a lot of second guessing on this. So, you know, if you could pray that person makes up the mind faster, that would be fine. And for you, you will definitely be getting something, you know, very soon. So hang in there. Just keep putting those resumes out. Are you getting any interviews now at all?
No, that's about the only one that I actually have, and it's kind of, I literally need that to come through, and I need, it's something to come through no later than the mid-August, so it's like my timing is of the essence for me right now.
Okay, so you're just putting it out to the universe right now. Move this forward, please. You know, we're in the 11th hour, and the universe is hearing what you're saying. So, again, you just have to pray your spirit guides, you know, push you forward and kind of, you know, let the other person who really isn't going to want to be commuting, okay? You would be great if you went in there because you really don't mind commuting. Is that how you feel?
No. Yeah, it's not a problem, but the commuting doesn't even, I don't know why that's becoming a factor, because the commute, they're not moving until probably first quarter next year, and then from what's being said, the accounting, they call it the back office people, accounting, marketing, et cetera, probably won't even move until second quarter or third quarter, because you have to move people and shift.
Yeah, well, that's what I can see why that person, that explains something, because it looks like the person is going to, like, maybe want to take it, knowing that they're not going to commute when the time comes. Like, let me just do it now, and then I won't, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, I probably won't commute when, you know, 6 months from now. So let's hope the person just gets another job, because that other person's also looking for something else. Let's hope they get something else that's permanent in this area, and then they won't even take that job, you know, knowing that full well that they don't want to commute. So that's what we need, to get that other person a job, okay, and then you can get this one. So it's a little bit of playing around here, but, you know, you're still very good in the running, so – You know, keep us posted on what happens, by the way. And just pray they move this forward faster.
Well, that's what I've been doing, and it's just slow. So I'm just like, I don't know what to do to move that job forward to say you're the lucky person or any job. And that's where my anxiety is just totally taken over.
Of course it is, because that's what I just got the anxiety card for you. And, again, you want to pray and wish the person who really is the one in the running right now, who doesn't really want it for the long run, just wants it now. And we'll be looking all along for something else, by the way. And as soon as this person gets something else, would leave, pray that person gets something soon. And then that would free it up for you. So, you know, we don't want to wish anybody any bad stuff. Just wish really good things for that person. You know, just take that other job, you know. You take that other job, and I'll take this one.
And then you said you saw something else that might come about.
Right, because there's another. It's actually two. You got the Ace of Pentacles, which is a new job, and another card that indicates a new job, which is just a lot of money and learning something new, a little bit different. So, you know, there's definitely. You definitely have two very strong job possibilities here. So, you know, I know for older souls, and you're a very older soul, they have, when they're not working, they can't eat, sleep, or anything else. They're a nervous wreck. Am I right? You're a nervous wreck. A younger soul, they don't care. They don't care if they pay their bills. They don't care if it doesn't bother them. But for you, I can see how nervous you are. But God knows you need this job or, you know, another good job. So it will happen. And, you know, probably just at the moment when you're just about ready to, like, okay, I'm at the last minute, and then I'll be there for you. So good luck to you, and keep us posted, and we'll say prayers. Nicole and I will say prayers for you that you get that job, because you deserve it.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Nicole, whenever we hear these, aren't you glad you're not job hunting right now?
Oh, my God, yes. You know what, it's a tough market out there, and it's very, very hard, and it's very, very daunting. You know, you really have to just keep going at it, and no matter, like, how discouraged you get, you just have to keep plugging away, you know, because it is a very, very tough market out there right now. And it's not even that it's just a tough market. It's that the people that are hiring, they don't want to hire you for what you're worth. You know, so, you know, the almighty dollar comes into play here, and sometimes even asking salary just kills opportunities for people that deserve them.
Right, and it's just, you know, the main thing we hear from people is just this not hearing back, you know, the ghosting when you put resumes in there and stuff like that.
Yep.
It just makes it so discouraging. Like, you don't even get like a, you know, people put out 500 resumes, they don't get one response. And these are good resumes. These are people that, you know, they have a lot to offer. I mean, how discouraging is that? It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. So, I think it has to be a little kinder job market. And, you know, it's like even in Newsday they had recently, like the average person on Long Island is only making like $40,000, which is really, I mean, this is a cost of living is exorbitant here.
I don't even know how that's possible on Long Island, considering that the cost of living and taxes alone are so high.
And I know there's people, you know, Long Island's a very rich place, but, you know, the people that seem to have money have exorbitant amounts. But when I read that, I was like, how could anybody afford to stay here on that? You know, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So,
it's crazy.
I mean, and it's like, and even though it's like there's, you know, there seems to be more work right now and everything, and, you know, it just had price, the salaries haven't gone up, which is really weird to me. You know, it seems like, okay, if, you know, there's more jobs, and that means there's, you know, some more possibilities for you, so that means people have to pay a little more to get you. Still not happening. So there's got to give a little shake here in the job market here, too, because it's ridiculous. And it's really ridiculous. But we do have Claudia. Now, is Lisa working, by the way? Because I remember she was out of work, and I know she does her music always.
Well, Lisa's actually... Yeah, no, Lisa always, you know, Lisa always has her music, but she did not go back to work full time. She did manage to get herself a part-time job,
And in between her part-time work, she's actually been doing, because obviously my wife is very, very fit, she's been getting her certifications, and she's personal training in her off hours. So she
wow.
has decided that she's going to work for herself. She did actually have an opportunity, and it's funny that we're talking about this. She did have an opportunity where, you know, I believe the pay was something like $70,000 a year, or that was supposedly what the pay was, and a headhunter had contacted her, and it was, you know, administrative work, and it was, you know, being an office manager and such. And what wound up happening was she went in for this interview. She did wonderfully on the interview. They gave her rave reviews, and they said, hey, listen, you know what? We'll call you on Wednesday. And then, you know, she was willing to take it just for the dollar figure alone, but her heart wasn't in it. And I said, think about what you're doing. Don't do anything that your heart's not in. You know, I don't want to be here in six months to a year. I don't want to start the cycle all over again, you know, because you're miserable taking a job that you hate. And she's like, well, you know, it's good money. It's good money. They're going to call me Wednesday. Well, Wednesday came and went. No call. On Thursday, she calls the headhunter. They say, okay, no, they're going to call her on Friday. Friday comes. They call her, yeah, listen, we can't really talk right now, but we'll call you next Tuesday. So then they call next Tuesday. Then, you know, she's waiting next Tuesday. Again, no call. And after the inconsistency of them getting back to her, she had time to let the decision marinate. And she was like, you know what? I would be miserable at this job working with these people because they can't even commit to a phone call for a follow-up interview, let alone have me operate their business.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
So because of their behavior, she said, well, you know, well, do you mind if we struggle a little bit or if things stay, you know, a little bit tight until I get everything off the ground? I said, honestly, if it's going to keep you in a position long term, I'd rather struggle a little bit now than have a consistent struggle of you making money, not making money, making money, not making money, because you're taking all the wrong positions. So
right, and also
doing.
It
she's
shows
doing,
you,
lamenting.
You see how they don't call you back for a week when you're job hunting. They keep saying
oh,
two
yeah.
days now, 4 days. I mean, which would tell me they were thinking about somebody else still. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
that
definitely.
They're just not telling her that. And maybe they're waiting for that person, just like what I saw with this job. They're waiting for someone to make up their mind. Now, this person in that other position doesn't want that job that Kathy wants. They
nope.
just want it for the 8 months until they move the place. And meanwhile, they're going to be
exactly.
looking for another job this whole 8 months. And if they get one in 4 weeks, they're quitting. So
exactly.
it's kind of,
exactly.
it's a world where, you know, they were waiting for somebody else, but it's true. She would not have been happy there. So, but also what's been channeled
yeah.
to me is self-employed people are some of the only people who are going to survive in the millennium. Small businesses.
Absolutely.
And in this day and age of websites and skills.
We've seen out there, it's not a shortage of money. It's short
nope.
of money
no.
distribution.
Exactly.
So as long as you can figure out a way to get your hands on some and get the, and you, that's what people need to do. Don't worry about looking for the job. Worry about looking for the ways to get some of the distribution into your pocket.
Right.
By
in
whatever
other words,
means possible, as long as it's ethical, of course. You know,
if
I'm not
you have a skill.
Recommending that anybody go knock over a 7-Eleven, but
no.
you know what I'm saying. You know, find
no, but
something
if you have
and
a
just
skill,
make it happen.
Like she has, she's a personal trainer, then
yeah.
there's plenty of money. There's no shortage of work or money on this planet, but you have to figure
nope.
out, like, can you create your own job out of the air? I tell that people all the time. You need your skill and a website, okay? And if you're hardworking, word of mouth will make that go. And it's figuring out, if you're going to work for someone as a personal trainer, you're going to get a small percentage of what the people are paying because the other person who's running that business gets the bigger chunk. So if you're going to be doing the personal training, figure out how I can do it myself. You know,
exactly.
run the business
exactly.
myself and do it myself. Because there
and
is
exactly
always work on the planet. You just have to,
oh,
sometimes
yeah.
people, older souls tend to think everybody can do what they do. So they don't realize they have a skill. That's the weird part about it. You know, and I'm like, no, not everybody can do what you can do. You know, I mean, even if it's you're very good at filling out paperwork and forms and all that stuff, a lot of people can't do that. So, you know, you
nope.
can, there's so many things. Maybe you can help people fill out their paperwork, fill out stuff. I mean, it doesn't have to be a huge, big skill, but if it's you're good at something, like some people are very good at organizers. And one of my clients started a business where she organizes people's stuff. And she's doing really, really well because a lot of people are not organized.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's almost anal and drove everybody crazy, but now she's a job where all day long she can be organized and anal, and people love it, you know. But whatever skill you have that, you know, you do it. And, you know, you've always been saying in the future you want to work for yourself and all of that, and maybe that will come to fruition too. But I think with Lisa's personality, she really needs to work for herself. You know, she really,
one of
she
us
really
needs to be responsible.
Well, this hopefully,
one of us needs to be responsible.
Yeah, that was always
me. That's me.
Everybody else quits their job on a dime. No matter how much I hated mine, I would never quit it on a dime. You know, I would always stick it through and work. So, you know, I think there is a message here. There's no shortage of work on the planet. Find something that needs doing. Do it. And sometimes if you're not getting a job for a long time and you are putting out resumes, it is God's way of saying, choose again. Think again. Could you do? And you'd be surprised how many people have created businesses like they just did it a little part-time because they were while they were looking for work, and it becomes their full-time job. I mean, some people are just great with animals, so they become like pet walkers, you know, taking care of pets, pet sitting. I mean, there's many things that people need. And remember, everybody's working, you know, both people in the family, so, you know, people need people to do certain things, like even walk their dog, you know, stuff that, you know, 'cause they have to go to work. But, you know, think about it. When people think there's no money, I go to the Hamptons and watch the lines on the most expensive restaurants around the block. And you know, somebody has money. So,
of course,
you want to access that, have a skill, do your job well. And, of course, these are small businesses. Like if she's going to be a personal trainer, she needs her website, she needs a telephone, she needs a car, and she does everything else. And in this day and age, because of websites, because you have your smartphone, you know, you have everything in your hand to be able to run a business. So it's really amazing. And in businesses, it's even like people do personal training via Skype now. You don't have to be in the same room. You have clients, you know, you get them in California
now. That to me has always been nuts. That to me is absolutely just crazy.
But it happens. You know what I mean? Because of that.
Oh, I know. It's crazy to me.
Right, but I'm saying I have clients around the world now because of the phones are cheap now, or I can Skype them or FaceTime them or message them. So I would not have clients in China and India and Australia. I would never have those.
If it wasn't for that,
If it weren't for that. So the market isn't just our neighborhood anymore or who can drive to us or how, you know, it's phones, it's Skype. So it's so many ways that a business can really be global with a little, you know, thinking and creativity. So I think her being a personal trainer, because I'm just pulled some cards on her, by the way, best thing she could be doing. Okay. And it's funny how Lisa's grandpa is like the one who came through and said, well, you're talking about everybody else's work. Let's bring up Lisa here. Okay, so already her grandfather's in the room telling us, that Lisa can't work for anybody, is what he said. You know
he's
that.
He knows that.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and let me tell you something. He's a pain in the ass, that man right there.
Right, right, and he's just saying.
He's navigating very, very well. In his afterlife, that I can tell you.
Oh, no, he made a smooth transition. He's happy camper, and he says, I will help her with her business. I will help her. But he's just
that
saying,
I'm sure.
She's a lot like him, okay? And, you know, certain people you have to figure out, can you work for other people? Can't you work for other people? I really can't work for other people. That's why I've always worked for myself. I really can't because I just can't. I end up doing all the work anyway, and if you're working for people who are not totally moral and stuff. Like, when I worked for another woman and we were doing, you know, some entertainment and things like that, she'd always be, like, trying to rip people off, charge more. And I'm always like, no, you only need one entertainer. You don't need that. I don't care if they wanted to spend it. I would tell them it's a waste. And she would get so mad at me. But that's how I ran my business. I'd say, no, you don't need this big bird coming to your first kid's birthday party. The kid's going to scream.
Oh, you mean ethics?
Right. And I wouldn't sell them something that I knew. I could have made the money, but the party's going to be ruined. And I figured, let me steal them right for the first birthday party. Let's do a little tiny puppet show with the little tiny characters. And your child will think it's Big Bird, but it's only a little puppet, and it won't be intimidating and scary. And then when they're a little bigger, you can try that. I would have customers for like 20 years because I steered them right. And if they would insist on, we want the big Elmo, I go, okay. But I'm telling you, they're going to cry. Okay, and when they'll call me and say, you were right, I said, see, I told you. And then they listened to me from then on. But I would get in fights with this woman because she'd say, well, they want it, why aren't you selling it? And because I know it's not right, you know, and I know it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
So So
you know,
I find I could, this way, if I
really
work for myself,
stuff.
I could run it the way I wanted to. And that makes
exactly.
all the difference in the world. Well, we do have Claudia. Now, where is she from?
Claudia is actually, I think, from out here. And basically, she's thinking about it. She's yes, yet another move, Cindy. Yeah, some of my energy must be getting channeled because I'm moving. So we've had a lot of people.
And everybody's on the move today.
Everybody's on the move today. So yes, so Claudia,
including Lisa's grandfather, said, "I'm on the move." He said, "I'm on the move."
Oh, he's always on the move. When I was in the middle of my eulogy, Tim, he was sitting there making the lights flash behind me.
Uh huh. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's got to be the center of attention.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you're sitting there making the lights flash. And like, other people saw it, and they were like, yeah. So that's, all right. So we're going to speak to Claudia, okay? And basically, she's thinking of moving back to the city, and she also said that somebody, you know, keeps popping in and out of the picture here. So she wants to know if you're picking up anything on either of those two situations.
Okay.
Hello, Claudia. You are on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Now, is this the same guy that's been popping in and out for a long time?
Well, there's been two of them.
Okay.
But this one I've known for a longer amount of time. So he's like the first person that I ever called you about.
Right.
What happened was that I was seeing someone for like about 3 months. That ended, and he must have picked up on that, because
soulmates. You guys were very soulmatey connected when you first met, so they can usually tell when we're free or something opens up. I mean, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? How we know when to resurface.
Well. He kind of did it before the relationship was over, and I ignored him because what happened was he, like, disappeared on me, and I didn't like that, so I kind of just blocked him and ignored him for a long time, and then I met this other person, and this guy, you know, I don't know, I guess he sensed that I was with someone else, and he started looking for me again. But because I was with someone else, I just kept ignoring him. Plus, I didn't feel like he deserved to have my attention because of what he did. And what happened was the other relationship ended, and he just kept kind of like, you know, just asking me like out and asking me out and asking me out and asking me out. Until one day, like, I gave him the chance again. But it's all, I don't know. I really don't know with him. And I was just
what you think. I didn't get good cards on him, okay? I got bad cards on him, okay? And I was saying in the beginning of the show that I have sort of a rigged deck here, which has doubles of it. And I got the devil card across from each other, which is, like, this relationship will get pretty toxic if you bring him back into your life. And I think that's why you're getting scared.
Okay.
Do you realize you're getting scared about bringing him back into your life?
Yeah, like, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
Right. I mean, you know, do you want to share some of the stuff he did to you that might make others understand why you'd be hesitant to bring him back into your life?
Well, he ghosted a lot in the past, you know, and he was just, you know, he would disappear and not reply to, like, text messages. And that was one of the things that I told him, you know, when I decided to talk to him again. I told him, like, this is the problem that I have with you, you know. You just, like, you disappear and it's not cool.
And what did he say to you? I'm glad you spoke up. You know, you're a changed Claudia, by the way. You're really speaking up now a little bit. And what did he say about that?
He said something like, oh, I'm really sorry that I made you feel uncomfortable or something like that or the other.
This guy's got real commitment issues, by the way. So what happens with commitment phobes transphobics is they ghost us, they disappear, they come back, they whine and dine us, get us all hooked into them again, and then they pull the crap again. So, I mean, if you go in with this, go in with your eyes wide open and, you know, and pretty much tell him, you know, that I won't tolerate that again. Like, so if you do it again, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know.
He's been like, Tim, he's been replying.
Right away, fast?
Not, sometimes right away, sometimes not right away, you know.
Okay.
He's always saying that, you know, he works at night, and he always kind of uses that, like, as an excuse, kind of.
All right. Okay, now, does he ever call you?
He doesn't call.
Okay, so why can't he call you?
Yeah, those are the things that I don't...
That's a red flag to me. Sometimes a man can text you, but, you know, he can't call you because maybe he's got another woman there. He's got something else going on. Because I don't see that he's totally being honest with you. So, you know, there's no reason a man can't call, don't you think? Like, to talk to you? I mean, you're not texting me right now for this. You're calling, you know. You get on the phone. And, you know, just go in with your eyes wide open if you go, you know. And, you know, he doesn't look like he's a horrible guy or anything like that. That's what I'm just seeing, that you can't really trust him. And, you know, he said he works at night, but he was working 7 days a week. I mean, he must have a night off.
Right.
He can't ever call you any night. And does he want to see you and get together?
He has, but he goes, like, it's like he goes quiet for a long time, you know?
All right, and it oftentimes...
And it's very confusing because it's like when I wasn't paying attention to him, you know, he was really, like, pursuing me.
That's what they do. That's what they do because they want to chase you. They want to get you. And when they have you, then they start running. And that's usually a sign of really big commitment phobia. And, you know, that can last for years. Sometimes also when they disappear, they find somebody else for 2-3 months and that doesn't work out, and then they're back again. You know, so they act like they're not cheating on her or whatever because they're not talking to you. But, I mean, if he wanted, you know, look, you're talking to him again. He's lucky to have that opportunity again. You're a good catch. Why wouldn't he ask you out? Has he asked you out? Do you want to go somewhere? Do you want to, does he ask you any of that?
We did go out about a week ago.
And how was it when you were with him?
It's always really nice, you know. He says all the right things and he does all the right things. It's when I'm not with him that it's like, you know, he gets quiet, you know. So that's why it becomes very confusing. But I think it's like what you said. I think it's like a commitment issue with him.
Right, he has commitment issues.
Could be a commitment issue, yeah.
And, you know, you've already given him another chance. Like you know, wake up and smell the coffee here. You got a second chance. So, like, why would you blow it this time around? But, you know, it just seems like, you know, I'm just seeing a person that if you... You just go in with your eyes open with him, you know, that he will come and go. I mean, he's got some commitment issues, and I don't want you getting hurt again from him. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you went on a date, and then what happened this week after the date? Does he call you again? Does he want to see you again?
No. He's like, he's been completely quiet. He's been very, very quiet.
And you had a good time, and you felt close to him, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you want a man that every time you get close to him, he runs away?
No.
You know, that's commitment phobia, by the way. Normal.
Yeah.
Think about it. You had a great time with a woman. Why wouldn't you want to see her again? Also, what concerns me with these men is what are they doing for sex, okay? In the past, men did not want to see you once a week, once every 2 weeks, because they wanted sex regularly. Like, they're either masturbating to porn or they got somebody else. I mean, because it's just not normal. Like, why don't you want to see people regularly? So it's I'm not getting great cards on him. I'm getting that he's going to pull this nonsense with you, come and go as he pleases, do this mm-hmm. for, like, you know, the next, as long as he can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, did you tell him this is not what I want? I want a man that wants to see, why did you tell him? I want a man that wants to see me consistently. This doesn't work in my world. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have a different idea of what it means to date or have a relationship.
Right.
Like you,
yeah.
With commitment phobias, you never know if or when you're going to see them again. Is that how you feel? You don't know if or when you're going to see him.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Now, did we come this far in liberation to have a man call all the shots?
No.
Tell, you
no,
know,
no.
And I mean, do you feel comfortable to contact him? Do you feel comfortable with that?
That's what I was going to say. I'm kind of being very, very careful and really trying not to get myself invested in this, because in the past, when I would contact him, you know, many times I didn't get a reply, you know,
right.
And then he would like pop up again like 4 or 5 months later.
Now, can you see, this is not right. I'll call you, don't call me, okay? Does that not
mm-hmm.
sound like a master-slave archetype with the men calling all the bullshit here? I mean,
right.
Come on.
Right.
I mean, if you contact him, why couldn't he contact you back?
Right.
I mean, the world has changed where men, it's better for men than it is for women right now.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. This time around, maybe because I did ignore him for like a year and a half or something like that, you know, and he was asking me, did you have a boyfriend? And, you know, he asked me a lot of things that made me think like, oh, okay, maybe, you know, he did miss me and he did feel bad that, you know, he lost me for that time, you know. But because he's done this disappearing act before on me, like, I don't feel comfortable contacting him because, you know, it's like I'm almost ready to not get a reply. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather.
See, that's not right. Again, then he's the big boss. Do you know what I mean? Do you want that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nicole, do you have anything to add to this from your perspective? Because, you know, she usually has great advice on this, but, you know, I don't know if she's, you know, she might be in the chat room, but I think really what I'm seeing here is it's going to be like this with him always calling the shots. And
mm-hmm.
soulmates and relationships are supposed to be two equals. Like, you should be able to mm-hmm. call him anytime and he should respond. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
without, you know, feeling like, oh, I call him, he's not going to respond to me. I mean, that's what
mm-hmm.
we're talking about with job hunting, how people don't even respond back to you. It's like this ghosting nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it always makes you feel, you know, what, did I do something wrong? What's going on? You know, why does he appear and disappear? Just realize that, you know, he hasn't changed. He's the same
mm-hmm.
guy he was then. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you can deal with this, if you can deal with he's going to come and go as he please and you're going to just see him whenever he feels like it, then do it. But I don't think you have the personality for him because he's going to drive
mm-hmm.
you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just is not good for your self-esteem to contact somebody and they don't contact you back.
Right.
It is rude. It also tells me that someone's a narcissist, okay? I mean,
mm-hmm.
everybody knows it. I get like 300 emails a day. I answer every one of them. If I don't, it went into spam. I didn't get it. I didn't see it. But I don't not answer people. Do you know what I mean? It's like that's rude.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, you're
yeah.
a good catch. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's almost, you know, time for you to realize you want to be with a man who thinks you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And you went on him a date. He can't wait to see you another time. You know,
right.
he wants to ask you right away. I mean, with these guys, you never know. Am I going to have a date for this week or no? I mean, what's with that?
Mm-hmm.
But again,
mm-hmm.
I would say there's a little bit something wrong with him. He's either with another woman or he looks at porn all the time. He doesn't need to be with you. I mean, there's something not gelling here. And he's also saying he's working a lot more when he's not working, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he uses
mm-hmm.
work as an excuse a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So this
mm-hmm.
way women never complain, oh, a man's going to work, oh, that's great, you know. But
right.
it looks like he doesn't work as much as he says he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might want to have a talk with him, like, you know, this is not really right for me. I don't want to be with a man that doesn't answer my, you know, doesn't answer me or communicate to me. Because, I mean, do you want to just be a booty call or something like that to him?
No.
Mm-mm. No, you're very old-fashioned. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, an old-fashioned girl wants an old-fashioned guy, don't you think?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Well, do us a favor and call in again in like 2 weeks and let us know, you know, 2-3 weeks, let us know what happens here with him.
Okay. All right, Cindy. There was one thing, the other thing I wanted to ask about.
Sure.
I don't know if I have a minute left. I've been thinking of maybe moving back to the city.
Right.
I don't know if you see anything that like in the future.
Yeah, it looks like a move here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit of budgeting of money on your way to it, but were you happier in the city?
Yeah. I live in Jersey now. Like, I don't know. I just feel like my time.
You're not a Jersey girl.
No, I'm not. I'm not. And I feel really out of place. And it's like, I don't feel like I'm meeting anyone here. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Right. That's I saw you move back to the city for you, by the way.
Yeah. And I wonder if that's like hindering me finding someone, you know, like finding the right person for me. Cause.
Right. Well, it doesn't feel like home yet. And how long have you been there?
Like 8 years.
Okay. In Jersey?
Yes.
And it doesn't feel like home yet?
Not really, and I still work in the city, so I don't know, you know, I just don't, I just, it feels like, why am I here, you know, it just feels like senseless almost. At first, you know, I wanted the extra room for my kids or whatever, but they're growing up, and I feel like I'm not going to need that extra room for too long, you know, so.
Right, and it looks like the move back. You know, why don't you put this one into God's hands? Why don't you look around, and if you find a place that you know is perfect, you're supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? God will always move us in the right direction when it's the time. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, keep us posted about you because, you know, we like you so much. You know, I never forgot Claudia, okay? She's such a good person. But let us know what you decide on. But I do see a soulmate and a move and a change. Big changes here. Good changes.
You okay.
know. Well, we have to close up before they're going to shut us down. So
okay.
Thanks for calling in, everybody. And we'll see you next
okay.
week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling in. And remember, Nicole, we have no show on August 3rd. Okay. If you remember.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
See you
wonderful.
Soon, everybody. Bye.
Bye.